Spirit is the true substance of God. Spirit, spiritual things, spirit. Spirit is substantial. Spirit is infinite. We need to separate ourselves from the material, the limited, the matter-based, and understand the nature of God as spirit. Let's have a look at 48. Jesus said, if two make peace with each other in the same house, they will say to the mountain, move away, and it will move. Here we have again, moving mountains by spiritual direction. By maintaining spiritual true guidelines of principle, we must make peace, harmony, and then we'll be able to see the mountains move. The next log here is 5, which is revealing to us reality. So let's just have a look at log here 5. Jesus said, recognize what is right in front of your face, and what is hidden will be revealed to you. For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. If we are not seeing clearly, if we are not perceiving absolute truth, Jesus says, it will be revealed to you. There is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. But if you look at some of his other log here, we understand what we need to learn to really grasp these spiritual ideas. So if you look under log here 5, you'll see 62 and 67. 67, Jesus says, I tell my secrets to those who are worthy of my secrets. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You remember Jesus said, you don't throw pearls after swine. You protect your spiritual ideas. You look after them and care for them. In 67, Jesus said, whoever knows all, if she still needs herself, she still needs all. So that's a very deep saying. If you're knowing all, it means you're knowing Christ. You're understanding the Christ in you. If you're still needing to see yourself, it's because you're entertaining duality and you're perceiving that you're mortal. Jesus is saying you're not mortal, you're immortal. You're spiritual. The Christ is in you. So we can think of the Christ as one of these keys of knowledge. It reveals to us our true identity as God's beloved divine child, divine image and likeness.